studio right now, a band that is absolutely on tour right now, Dead Letter Circus. Hello, hello to Luke and Kim. How you doing?
Good, thanks, Doctor.
Hey, Lindsay.
Excellent. How has the Sleepwalker tour been so far?
Oh, there's been a bit of sleepwalking. Our tour manager was talking in his sleep and...
For about 3 hours, called someone. Recorded it all.
He called someone during his sleep. Sleep caller.
I think he must have been on Stilnox or something and he was just rambling incoherently.
Wow.
And about to walk somewhere, I think. So, yeah, it's aptly named.
It is. It's a very appropriately named tour. My goodness. You don't want your tour manager, the guy responsible for you guys getting to and from gigs and everything in between, to be the one that's doing things in his sleep.
Well, he's been letting us sleep, so he hasn't been getting any, really. So he's the one that's...
Yeah. He actually drove the Nullarbor instead of flying and drove some gear over and drove for 50 hours straight or something.
Well,
crazy.
No, he did a 39-hour stretch of driving, and this is unassisted, well, coffee only.
And water, I imagine. Lots of rehydration.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. And he does have a secret technique for staying awake.
And that is his new record, 39 hours.
Wow. I thought you were going to tell me his secret, but I guess you're not.
Well, wow. He's obviously around here somewhere, but it's... Wow.
Right.
I think we can.
No, that's fine. We'll leave it right there. So you played last night in Fern Tree Gully. Apparently, from the text coming in, it was madness.
Great, it was absolute madness.
And I believe what you guys have said, that the guys that you're playing with, Fair to Midland, did one of the most rock and roll things you've seen.
Yeah, Andy actually jumped into the crowd and the crowd wasn't quite ready for him and dislocated his finger and then got back up on stage and it was bent like a Z and he just snapped it back into position and then kept singing.
Ow!
Yes.
That's cool.
And then proceeded to rip the show apart and have an absolute cracker. So, like, dislocated fingers were not putting him off one little bit.
That's pretty tough. And it gets you guys to step up your game as well. You've got an awesome band like that.
We really had to step it up.
That's mad. That is great stuff. You also, in fact, Luke, you DJed last night?
Yeah, me and Stu headed into the city. I did our first ever DJ set, actually, at Next, and it went rather well. It didn't go how we planned. We sort of had a playlist all ready to go, and by the time we got there, Stu's gear wasn't working, so we had to just go old school on the DJ's decks, and we ended up just spinning a bunch of metal. But it was a very metal orientated club though, so they kind of loved it. We just went back to our roots, you know, back to our 16-year-old selves.
I know it's been a while since I've been to Bang on a Thursday night. I don't have enough tattoos on my neck for a start. What's it like?
Well, Luke said what Luke thought was going to be like was heaps of hot chicks and, you know, maybe some kind of rockabilly dudes, but it was just, there was a lot of dudes with long hair and like in their late 30s.
There was lots of dudes, lots of trench coats, lots of curly,
that's kind of
well-maintained hair.
Trench coats?
Trench coats and Pantene treated hair, yeah.
That's good to know for next time I go to one of those gigs. Wow. I'm talking to Dead Letter Circus. You guys, in fact, you started this tour in Bunbury, the Prince of Wales. Was that the first place to hear, the first place that you guys played your brand new tune, Wake Up, live in Australia?
Yes, it was.
Wow. How did it go?
Mm. You know, if you've been to Bunbury, that it's, you know, renowned for being named Funbury, it was pretty crazy.
Awesome. Couple of the dudes in the studio, Kim, the singer, and drummer Luke. And gentlemen, a lot of people very excited. Kat and Chanel are going to DLC tonight at the Hi-Fi. Sold out show, I believe.
Yeah. Thank heavens.
I've never met a Chanel.
Well, Chanel number one. We can't make... Yep. That was an off-air joke. I'm not supposed to... Chanel number one tonight will be there. Going to be a loose one. Perfect way to end the week. And a few other people as well. Me and the missus, etc. Now, that song, is that the first taste of a new Dead Letter Circus album?
Yeah, well, we basically popped in the studio and we generally do the songs in blocks. Like, we'll go and do like a block of three and a block of four. For what reason? Maybe we just like to spend more money, or it's just...
We like to do things very drawn out and very expensive.
Our attention span as well, maybe having 10 songs at once to do is a bit too much for us. So we'd actually gone and recorded a couple of songs already, and I guess we're not really thinking of it as a single. It's just more of a little taste test of what to come. So what's to come?
Yeah, right.
It's really funny. We've been driving around Melbourne, and there's all these signs from a particular phone company. And the you might have seen them, Lindsay. It's just, oh, well, you're in Sydney. They might have them up there, but it just says "Wake Up."
Is it Vodafone? Like, what the fuck is up with this session?
It's not. It's another phone brand company, and all the all the billboard says is it's a big black billboard, like massive. They're massive everywhere, and it's just in white. It just says "Wake Up," so it's pretty cool. It's like our management put a lot of money into the promotion of this new song.
Where's the street team getting the DLC logo on that as well?
Yeah, that's it.
That's great.
So this we can start it right now.
I'm definitely not suggesting that you get white paint and graffiti these billboards. I'm not saying that.
Yeah. Any potential?
Lindsay McDougall is definitely not saying that.
Definitely not. So, obviously, taste testing for Wake Up is going well because people are going nuts for it. When are we going to hear like an official single or anything like that?
Well, we're aiming for September. So, the second we finish this tour, we basically go straight into the studio and we're going to punch out the rest of the, eight songs that we've been writing whilst we've been on the road. And yeah, not very long at all.
Writing whilst you've been on the road, was this overseas or here?
Oh, man. Luke can describe my part of the touring was when we'd be finishing, I'd be whether it'd be like a disabled tour that I could lock with some power. A little nook and cranny anywhere, like in a dusty office. I think it was like the conference room of a hotel once at about 4 a.m. I was barricaded behind some tables with my laptop light, trying not to get noticed by the staff, trying to get an idea out. And it was fun.
Mate, you've got a good little work ethic going on,
yeah,
I must say. Much better than me.
Yeah, everyone else is finishing off the rider. You are barreled up in little office spaces, like a little fortress behind tables, writing the new Dead Letter Circus album. Good for you, man.
Well, funnily enough, like my image when Luke just said that is more often than not, I would come down from wherever I'd been and Luke would have a bottle of Jameson's in his hands and a bit of a slur on telling me about how awesome the night was that I've been missing out on.
Oh, and you're the one making the songs that allows Luke to have that gosh darn night.
That's it, that's it. He makes me do things for that privilege, though.
Yeah.
On Triple J, that is Lana Del Rey. And if you're into ladies who sing and write amazing songs, tonight on Good Nights, Linda Mariano is premiering the brand new song from Bertie Blackman. I'm very stoked because Secrets and Lies is my favourite album of the last couple of years or of that year. And I think maybe Dead Letter Circus, Luke and Kim may agree. Good album.
Oh, amazing, amazing female.
She's actually probably my favourite vocalist.
Oh, absolutely. Seriously, when that album...
I love her.
Because Black was a great album, and then when Secrets and Lies came out, I was just knocked sideways.
Well, changed my life, that record.
Really?
Yes, wow. Changed my life. But I think we have an official apology to give to Bertie, and now on air.
Yeah, okay. I was very nervous about meeting Bertie because she was is probably my favourite singer, and to my horror, I found out that we had to play after her at a festival, at Come Together Festival. And they run that festival so one band starts and the other one begins, which means that you have to do your sound check while the band before you that you was on. And generally the drummer will hit in time with the other drummer so it doesn't poke out. But Bertie chose to do about four songs in a row that didn't really have any drums in them. And our sound guy was freaking out and yelling down into our ears, just saying, hit the toms, hit the kick. And so a very, very sheepish Luke is like looking over at Bertie's set, like going,
sorry,
and then
Bertie.
Going like, dunk. Dunk, and just trying to play some kind of beat, and it actually was frazzling her a little bit, and to the point where she stopped in between the songs and turned around and paid us out.
Gave us the finger, I believe.
Gave us the finger. And then just when you think couldn't get any worse, one of our fans just goes, shut the fuck up. Play your song or something.
Sorry about the swearing. So Bertie, if you're listening, we're very sorry, and we love you.
I know we told you 1,000 times afterwards we were sorry, but we really are sorry. We love you.
Thank you for the official apology was beautiful there.
Yes. It was heartfelt. It was definitely coming from my heart.
Nice. Dead Letter Circus in the studio. You guys are on the road right now on the Sleepwalker Tour, playing, as we said, sold out at the Hi-Fi, tomorrow night at the Gov in Adelaide, and then moving through Wollongong, playing Ferry Meadow, the Hi-Fi in Moore Park, up to the Sunny Coast, etc., Newcastle, Coffs Harbour, a bunch of great regional shows. No Rob Marek on this tour. The guitar man is not on this tour. What's going on?
Yeah, Rob's just he just had some family stuff come up that he needed to take a break literally just before he went to America. So our guitar tech, Vinny, actually, who was in the band that we stole Luke out of.
That's right. Melodicy.
Yeah, Melodicy. Yeah. He just basically, he goes, well, I've been watching you guys play for a couple of years. Just give me a couple of days and I'll see if I can learn it.
A couple of days?
Yeah.
He took him about a... took him about a week, and we ended up taking him to America with us. So he came through and did that, and he's still playing with us now. And
so it's very interesting to watch the progression from a guy who was our tour manager and who was very responsibly orientated to being one of the loosest guys on tour.
He's got a new name. It's, what is it? It's PV3K, so it's Party Vinny 3000. And basically he's gone from being the guy that made sure everything ran smoothly to losing his room keys. All of us suspiciously going missing in America while the whole band's waiting in the van for him to do whatever he's doing.
When he puts down the tour managing mantle, picks up the guitar, the whole band falls apart, essentially.
Yeah, losing his room key, everything.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah.
Well, we're just lucky that he wasn't doing a combined guitar/TM role.
Exactly, yeah.
We actually had another TM come on board to kick our ass in the gear.
Good. And being the guitar tech, he would know all the fancy pedals and stuff that Rob so sort of got all over the stage to sort out.
Yeah, well, he just stole Rob's pedals and just plugged in, basically.
Yeah.
Excellent. I was actually wondering if Rob was taking a break from the band so he could audition to sing in the Butterfly Effect.
Well, I've got to say, we were going on a drive the other day, Lindsay, and it was a little bit like watching Australian Idol. Like, we kept waiting for you to actually spit out the interview, and you were talking about it for hours, and we actually got to our destination and you still hadn't actually
played
the interview. So, like, I'm probably going to have to get the podcast or something because I'm so curious.
Yeah, you kept teasing us.
Oh, I do that. Well, this is like, these are guys, you know, from your town.
They rehearse next to us.
Really? Yeah. So you probably heard... Right. Did you hear the slanging matches between Clint and the rest of the band, or was it just sort of frosty?
No.
There was a bit of an interview, and if you didn't hear, this is the Butterfly Effect tour. This is their last interview, their last tour before Clint, the lead singer, leaves. It's in the podcast. There was this one bit they talked about, I guess, what are the catalysts for Clint leaving the Butterfly Effect.
For me, man, the lead up to me quitting was the lack of faith in me as a writer. Mm. When the guy started asking me to work with other singers, and I just thought, if you need me to work with other people, then there's obviously a flaw.
Now, I read in another magazine that, Kim, you were one of the singers they wanted Clint to work with.
Oh, yeah, it was basically, we're all quite good friends, so I'm sure they probably mentioned, you know, a couple of people, but maybe it would be comfortable with me because, you know, we're in the same friend circle, you know what I mean?
And you were right next door.
Yeah,
I
actually intimately know all of their new songs that because I've listened to them so many times through the wall, so... Clint and I spoke about it. They kind of, you know, in that Blunt interview, I think they misquoted him and made it sound, you know, a little bit, you know, over the top, but that's showbiz, right?
That's what we're all about, teasing out the interview and then making it seem more frosty, more full on than it was.
Yeah, we hate those guys.
Thank you. That's the quote I'll use next week when I interview him again. Hey, dudes, have an awesome time on the rest of the Sleepwalker tour. Rob's going to be back by the time you guys get some new music out, I'm guessing.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent stuff. And the rest of the dates up on the Triple J gig guide, finishing up at the King's Beach on the 10th of June, I believe.
Can't wait. That's actually my hometown, the Sunshine Coast. So
that's going to be Party Liquor 5000.
Yeah. I think Kurt from the Butterfly Effect lives there as well.
Scott. I think his girlfriend lives up there.
Right, yeah. Oh, that'd be
doesn't
beautiful.
She?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, Kurt will be there in all his puddling glory that night.
Gentlemen, have a great time at the Hi-Fi tonight, this sold-out gig. Thanks for all the texts for everyone who's heading down to see the Butterfly Effect. Dead Letter Circus. Sorry.
Lindsay.
Dear. Hey, DLC, awesome new single. My daughter's band, The Wire, plug, note you as their strongest influence. Have a listen. There's a little text coming in there. And a much more down-to-earth one. Froster from Franger. DLC could rock the ass of off a donkey. Love it.
Oh, I like that.
Cheers, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, Lindsay.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.